You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Poetry Collective Wax Poetic Revival is holding a music and poetry show this Saturday night. The show is called Light, and I spoke to poet and co-founder of Wax Poetic Revival, Muhammad Hassan, about what's in store.
Light is the latest show that me and my poetry collective, which is the Wax Poetic Revival, are putting on. And it's tackling a lot of quite heavy topics about mental illness and depression and things that you go through and being able to see the other side of that. And we're using poetry and music as a vehicle to be able to talk about those things in a community space.
And why music as well? Because you're a poetry collective. Why did you decide to kind of bring music into the show too?
I think we've always been massive music fans, and every time we put on a show, we like to invite different artists along to perform with us. And so we always make sure that we have at least one musical guest. So this time around, we've got a duo from Auckland called Chem. They're like an R&B soul like extravaganza. They're really cool. They're going to be performing alongside us. We've also got a few surprises as well, splattered throughout the show, but I won't reveal any of that yet. But it's going to be a really cool space and with some cool artists.
And also you have some guest performers who aren't a part of the collective who are poets.
Yes, that's right. So we've got a handful of artists that are performing with alongside us. So we've got an incredible poet / MC called Marina Alefosio, who's probably my favorite poet in New Zealand. We've been performing alongside her for a long time. She's a powerhouse, and she says a lot of stories that really aren't being heard. We've also got the National Slam champion, Alfred Lee, which is very, very exciting. He's got such a powerful voice that I think a lot of people don't usually get to hear in a poetry setting, which is great that we have him. The one that I'm really excited about, though, is that we've got a special guest feature coming all the way from Boston, Massachusetts, and her name is Simone Beaubien, and she is the host of the world-famous Boston Poetry Slam. She's been doing that for a few years. She's also directed the National Poetry Slam in the States twice, which is huge, and aside from that, the one and only John Malkovich once performed one of her poems in a show.
What?
This poem's called One What Lover. You can look it up on YouTube. But that's a big deal, right?
It's a big deal. Yeah, absolutely.
So we're really excited to have her as being part of the show.
And what is Wax Poetic Revival?
So the Wax Poetic Revival is this kind of tongue-in-cheek name that we put together for essentially what the four of us, me, Rewa, Hussam, and Brian, started 4 or 5 years ago, and we met as young poets wanting to do poetry and decided that we want to put on a whole bunch of shows together. And at the time, there weren't really a lot of poetry shows that were happening, especially ones that were targeting young people and university students. And we decided to change that and to bring the kind of poetry that we like doing to a stage and to an audience in a collated show that wasn't just a poetry slam, or it wasn't just an open mic. It was something that was prepared that people can come along to and enjoy as a spectacle. And over the years, we've tried to create a platform through these shows for young up-and-coming poets, people that we could provide a platform for and get and push to an audience, and to give them that space to be able to perform, sometimes for the first time, but other times when they were telling stories that we really thought people needed to hear.
And why poetry?
Why poetry? I don't know what I'd be doing with my life if I wasn't doing poetry, to be honest. I got into it. I mean, I've always been writing ever since I was little, and I've always known that I loved writing and I loved telling stories. A few years ago, I discovered what Poetry Slam was and the vehicle of spoken word poetry and performance poetry, and it just changed my life. The idea that you can write really personal, really sometimes revealing stories, and sometimes just things that you want to share with people, and to get up on a stage or in front of a crowd and to share it openly, knowing that you're going to be supported, knowing that everybody's there isn't there to judge you, they're there to embrace the story that you have to give them. That's a really powerful thing, and I think increasingly, it's becoming really hard for us to find a space like that in society. I know a lot of people that came to our shows or open spaces that we've created come up to me afterwards and say, like, oh, this is incredible. I can't believe how supportive this this environment is. And I can't believe, you know, that there's no one here that's racist or sexist or misogynist or whatever. And it always kind of strikes me that I think I do take for granted how special that space is that we as poets in the poetry community have, and that doesn't exist for a lot of people. And so I think it's something that we're trying to create and bring in as many people as possible.
Do you want to read a poem for us now?
Okay, cool. So this is a love poem, right? Ooh. And it's dedicated to a very special person in my life. And it's a poem that I performed at the Individual World Poetry Slam in Arizona last year. Dear Airport Customs Officer, I know you want me. I saw you staring from across the terminal, that dark look in your eyes, a hunger you don't quite understand. Maybe it's the way my name swirls on your tongue, my olive skin, piercing eyes on that passport photo. You tell me it's random, but I know. The moment our eyes met, you couldn't wait to get your hands on me, strip me down, search through all my baggage. I don't have much, but I'll share it with you. It's not that I'm not flattered, getting chosen out of all these people. Their jealous sneers as I'm led down the aisle and into that questioning room. Harsh lights and cold seating. It's the way I've always dreamt it would be. And you have so many questions. Where I grew up? Am I single? Have I ever been part of an international terrorist syndicate? Listen, let's take things slow. I want this, I do, but let's build a relationship on more than just racial profiling. I want you to know the real me. You see, I'm just a boy. Standing in front of a boy, asking him to let me in.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.